open letter to the President of the United States of America. I hope you're sitting comfortably in your leather chair in the Oval Room, the White House, signing your decrees. I hope you haven't forgotten that you've retired from the Kyoto Agreement, that you've agreed to log the forests of America. Do you know what it's like to be an immigrant in your own country? Do you know what it's like to be living below the line of poverty? Do you know what it's like to be a Polish man, a Russian man, a Ukraine man? It seems to me quite peculiar, Mr. President, that you don't see the world around you. It seems to me quite peculiar, Mr. President, that you don't see the world around you. I'd like to ask you, Mr. President, maybe you should take another trip. Yeah. Do you know what it's like to be an African man, a Chinese man, an Indian man? Do you know what it's like to be living in a system based on prostitution? President, you haven't given much thought to your brothers and sisters on this earth on which you live. It seems to me you're very alone. I can even say all alone. I can even say all alone. Yeah. I think you're all alone, Mr. President. I hope you don't have another term. I hope you don't start another war, Mr. President. I bet your mama is proud of you. I bet your daddy's so proud of his little boy, Junior. I bet you found your destiny on that fateful day of 9/11. Congratulations, Mr. President.